thank you for agreeing to talk with me again. This is wonderful.
We're eager to talk with you, Gary, about this.
Well, I know you were both recently screened for diabetes, and you found out that Louis has type 2 diabetes, right?
That's right, yeah. And I believe that when the doctor told me, I didn't believe him because all my brothers and sisters had diabetes, and I thought, I'm free. He's not going to hit me. But then all of a sudden he said, yes, you have it, and here you are. I'm dealing with it.
Well, what does it mean that you have it, and why is it important to even know your status?
Well, I certainly have changed certain things about how I eat. Whenever Olympia and I have a choice of foods, she always sort of goes towards salty things, and I naturally gravitate towards something sweet. And I says, is it possible that I've been eating too many sweets? So I've been trying to cut down on that and a few other things. But I've always watched my diet, but now it's almost like I'm a detective. I almost look at everything that I eat and I write down what I eat. So I'm very, very careful.
When you did the diabetes screening, you did it through your doctor? How did that work?
Well, I get regular screening. I get it maybe two or three times a year. And usually, in a few days, he says, you're okay or whatever. And he told me that you're diabetic. And I was rather surprised. But then he gave me some stuff, and I'm doing okay. But it was like something out of left field.
What's interesting, you know, is that, excuse me, is that Louis paid for all his screenings. And what we have here is a situation in which we're trying to let people know that if they have certain risk factors, which Louis had, i.e. that his family, he has a history of diabetes in his family, that these screenings, the CIS screenings, could have been free.
We'll get your money back.
Yeah. The idea that we want to alert people to this and that to kind of like let them know that there is a website, askascreenno.com, where they can get more information about this and also more information about themselves and the blood sugar number test itself and what actions they might take, etc.
You know, Olympia, last time we spoke, you and I talked about the value of being a fearless caregiver when caring for your loved one. And in particular, Louis, the time when he was in the hospital and you had to fight to stand up for his rights. And,
yes.
And it seems like for many people, the thing that we fear the most is actually finding out about what our status is. So what would you tell people about the importance of asking, screening, knowing?
Well, I think that it's certainly if you're 65 and over, we know that 7 out of 10 people will be diagnosed as diabetic or pre-diabetic. So that piece of information is something really people have to want to put it in their life packet and deal with it. It's either that or you deal with something even more serious down the line.
Well, what about the fact that a lot of people don't recognize the symptoms?
Symptoms, right.
They think it's not that big of a deal. But like frequent urination. Well, as a matter of fact, it happens with me. I don't know how many times you get up at night, you don't have to go to the bathroom. And that's one indication. And then,
but you know what people can do, what I do? You write it off to, oh, this is aging. So you don't actually pursue to find out whether or not that it's a symptom of something more serious. And that's hopefully what this campaign is about, is to take a look at these symptoms, and especially when it's free. I mean, I keep coming back to that.
Well, free is good.
The cost of medical care is like astronomical. It's almost, sometimes I think of it as criminal, actually, to be honest with you. But here's a situation in which, you know, if you have any of these risk factors, you can actually find out at no cost to yourself whether or not you have a serious condition or whether or not it is just aging. I mean, there are things that happen with just aging.
Sure, and we're gonna list those symptoms in next to the article just to make sure people
right.
You know, connect to them. You know, it's interesting because with our readers and today's Caregiver Magazine and our attendees at our Fearless Caregiver conferences, one of the main concurrent issues that everybody deals with as a caregiver of a loved one or even with themselves is diabetes. And when you're a caregiver of a loved one, obviously the first thing you do is you make sure your loved one gets all their, you know, their screenings and that they take their medicines and that they stay within their, you know, the foods they should eat. But we don't do it for ourselves. So I was just, if we could talk a little bit about it, the health implications of unchecked diabetes. I mean, what could happen?
Well, there are all sorts of things that happen with the stuff that I've been reading about, loss in terms of your sight. The vision is affected. Sensory aspects to the sensory part, things with your feet, your extremities, that kind of thing goes on.
Well, weight loss also. Weight loss.
Well, no, that could be a good thing. Wait a second.
Yeah. For some people, I'm sure it is. But irritability is another one. People get very irritable and. And that, of course, affects relationships and your feelings.
Absolutely.
But, you know, what we want to suggest to people is they get to the website. There's so much information on this website I think that's where people need to go, Gary.
Sure.
If you give them that, you know.
What is Ask, Screen, No?
Yeah. It. Ask. Screen, no.
And of course, the big one, talk to your doctor. that's a big one.
Don't take no for an answer. That says, oh, don't worry, you don't have to be screened. No, I want to be screened.
Right. Well, good. I'm glad I don't have to worry, but let me just tie my name to it.
And it's free. Louis, how are you doing with your diagnosis? What's changed in your life since you've been diagnosed?
Nothing has changed. I'm working, and I'm very optimistic. Is it okay to say I'm 85 years old, and I'm still working? I closed in the show 2 months ago, and people send me scripts to read. And in fact, I'm going to do a couple of independent films in the near future. But I can live a normal life, which is remarkable. I don't have to go for checkups. I have to do this and that. I'm living a normal life thanks to the information that I got and the way I take care of myself.
Yeah, and he's very disciplined. I mean, this is it's really impressive. And you know, Gary, we can get a doctor to talk to you about symptoms and health issues.
Oh, no,
would that be helpful?
What we're talking about, I think, is so appropriate. Especially
okay.
Olympia, I mean, you are and have been the caregiver, you're a medical professional, you know, and Louis, you went ahead and took the test, and now you're doing what you need to do. I think talking to the two of you has so much more, can help caregivers so much more than any doctor.
Well, it's nice to hear you say that. Great, thank you. Because we were hoping that this partnering with Novo Nordisk would do that, and that's great.
Are you finding now that you're talking about diabetes? Are you finding a lot of your friends and the people you work with are kind of whispering in your ear, "Hey, I may have it"? Or
yes, that's interesting that you say that. It was when I was mentioning I was doing a show and I was mentioning to the cast, they said, "Well, what are you going to do after this?" And I said, "Well, I'm doing this partnership." Thing with the Novo Nordisk, and I started to talk about it, and everybody started to say, "Well, you know, I feel this and I feel that," and I said, "Well, go to the website.
I can't really see you on my vision."
Dr. Dukakis.
They started to talk about their families, they started to talk about, well, my uncle or my aunt and stuff, and I would say, well, you know, you should find out what your number is. I said, I didn't know what my number was until Louis got diagnosed, and I was really happily surprised that I have an 85 without medication, so that's pretty good. I mean, I have other genetic things to deal with, but this is not this.
Well, it's a number that we all need to know. You know, you must get this a lot. I know when I fly and people ask me what I do, and all of a sudden I have this support group at 30,000 feet. Everybody's a caregiver. Everybody is caring.
It's amazing, isn't it? Yeah, people are. People when they see something, they run to help. And we're here, especially in New York. The world has a very inaccurate view of us. I mean, when somebody falls on the street, because this has happened with Louis, he fell. He has a drop foot, and it's a.
I've had a total knee replacement. I've had three hip operations, and
Mr. Bionic here.
And his drop foot, and surprisingly enough, a couple of times, because I wasn't watching, when there was a dip in the sidewalk or in the street, I would fall, and I have to say,
amazing.
I've been pleasantly surprised how quickly. People run to help.
Men just from nowhere to help him. I was stunned. There is such an instinct about this. It brings out the best in people when they see and feel that somehow other people are in need and they can maybe do something. They can maybe provide something. It really brings out the best in people.
Well, I firmly believe that. And I think that by offering this, you know, advice about getting your number, checking diabetes, learning about Ask Green Know, you're doing that too, helping people before they fall.
Mm-hmm. Well, that would be great, wouldn't it? Oh, that would be nice.
Because, as I said, when we talk about diabetes, we have these conference, Fearless Caregiver Conference, we host around the country, and we stand in front of the caregivers and talk about certain topics, and well, you know, getting dad to stop driving and getting our fellow, family members to help and diabetes care. And I do find that one of the challenges is to get people to focus, caregivers to focus on their own diabetes care. They know everything about their loved one, but to go and get their own checkup is really not the first thing we think of.
Well, I'm fortunate in that I have Louis, who will say to me, well, what about you? Well, what are you doing about this? Well, now you've got to eat more vegetables. You're not eating enough vegetables. And
well, the big thing I've been saying is, because Olympia, I don't know how she does it. She goes from one show to another. She does her one-woman show called Rose, and she goes to conferences. She talks to playwrights, and I say, stop. Slow down. And she doesn't always do it, but that's her nature.
Most of the time I do it.
Most of the time.
More I'm doing it.
And then she watches us. Well, what's wrong with you? I see that thing on your foot. What is it?
Oh, yeah.
Is that from diabetes? It is.
She had something on his foot that wouldn't
sort of ulcer.
Heal.
Yeah,
it was like an ulcer. I said, that's from diabetes. He said, no. What's this? And I said, no. You got to go to the doctor. I want to know what that was about.
That's another symptom, too, by the way.
It is. I know.
Well, my sister had it. My sister was no longer with us. I remember once visiting her in Chicago, and I saw that sort of ulcerous sore on her foot, and she had diabetes. So when I saw an indication of it on my foot, and I went to my doctor, or again, you go to your doctor, and he says, well, go to the vascular doctor. So I went to him. So you get help, you get care, you get information. And now it's pretty much in control, and I'm doing very well.
Well, it's also one of those things that could be, you know, devastating and deadly, but doesn't have to be anything if you catch it quickly enough.
That's true.
Yes,
very, very true.
The stage 2 diabetes, yes, that's absolutely true.
which is why I love to hear the story of you caring for one another, because that happens a lot in caregiving families. I don't even know, you know, obviously there's nobody's a caregiver here, but in specific caregiving issues, sometimes it's hard to tell who's the caregiver, who's the recipient, because everybody's... And education is everything. You know, that's the greatest weapon you can have as a caregiver is knowledge. Knowledge is truly power.
What do you think will encourage people to go to this network? What do you think will encourage them to go to AskScreenNotes.com?
Seeing your picture.
Seeing my picture.
Yeah.
You must call.
Okay, that's well, good. I hope so.
When they see me, they say, oh, weren't you in that about you? Weren't you in that?
Weren't you the guy that falls down on the streets in
New York?
No, not that. No, but aren't you the actor who was in Brooklyn Bridge and Mad About
That's
You?
Right. That's
well,
right.
I'll listen to you because you were such a kindly grandfather in Brooklyn Bridge.
They don't really know the truth anyhow.
I didn't know either.
Well, I'm not supposed to say this, but I am fans of both of yours. So,
everything you're not supposed to say.
Well, you know, editorial, impartiality.
Okay. But we won't tell anyone. You. Thank you, though.
Well, but you know what? I just go back to conference for a second. We've had Lisa Gibbons, Debbie Reynolds, Robert Urich, Clay Aiken come to these events, and I always say when you have 400 caregivers in a room and one celebrity who has been dealing with caregiving, within about 3 minutes you actually only have 401 caregivers in the room. Because that's the commonality. Debbie Reynolds came to our event in Phoenix, and people weren't asking about her movie roles. They were asking about her diabetes. How'd she get her mom to eat? The things that connect caregivers at a basic level.
It's
humanity.
Yeah.
So for you both to stand up and to talk about this, something that's so important, because we as caregivers do get our loved ones, you know, involved, and we get their diabetes and we checked and we make sure they get their physical therapy and we make sure that they get their proper nutrition, and then we take ourselves out of the circle of care. And we fall apart. So I do think it makes a big difference to hear this conversation, because the caregiver might go, maybe I should check mine too.
Well, this for me, caregiving with Louie is a whole different situation than it was with my mother. Because Louie is so knowledgeable and so determined to manage his life and to eat properly and exercise and to... With my mother, I was in denial. My son said to me at one point, he said, Yaya, which is what you call your grandmother in Greek, said, she's not eating. And I said, well, she's not hungry. And he said, no, she's not eating. This isn't good. And I said, well, you know, when you get older, you don't eat as much. Listen to my conversation. I mean, my son was like trying to alert me to something. And then finally I said, well, if you think she's not eating, you go wake her up, which she was sleeping inordinately, and cook for her and get her to eat. And he did that. And she was furious, but she did. She got up and she ate. And she said to me later on, when he went out of the room, she said to me in Greek, he's a clever boy. And I thought, yeah, he is clever. He knows more than his mother does, certainly. Because he wasn't in denial about it.
In these situations, I actually don't call it caregiving. I call it partnership.
Ah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what it is with the Louie and I, actually. He's much more, we're much more partner with it, I think. Don't you, Louie? I don't think you...
Well, remember years ago when we were first married, and I think the first year or two, I think one of the reasons we've been married for 47 years is that we gave each other, I don't know, permission to do what you had an impulse to do.
Yeah.
Isn't that true?
Yeah, that is.
I mean, there were times when we had our first child. He says, you were away in Washington, D.C. doing a play, and I was about to give birth. And I said, I didn't do it intentionally. But we always were.
But it was not only permission, it was support.
Yes, support.
that if you wanted to do this, okay, I'd do everything to make it happen for you and stuff like that. So that kind of partnering has been really a part of our longevity.
Most people, I would suspect that most married couples are like
yes,
that.
I think there's an aspect of that to a lot of people
who
are together for a long period of time.
Yeah, well, if they sense like your mother was needing, if their vision is going, she says, well, maybe you have diabetes, maybe you should take care of it or something.
Well, I was in such denial with my mother, I can't believe it. What a lesson,
I knew about it. You can go blind from diabetes, so you can...
You bring up the three things. It's support, it's partnership, and it's honesty.
Honesty, yeah.
You know, you got to kind of...
That was the hard thing for me with my mother, was just being honest. I couldn't believe that this was happening to my mother. I mean, my mother was so strong and so independent and fierce. And the idea that she didn't have control of it was like unbelievable to me.
And it has as much to do with...
We should be talking about Louis's diabetes.
No, it's all part of it. It's all caring.
Yeah.
It's all paying attention. You know, and what happened with your mother was an internal lesson for yourself to say, oh, my gosh.
Exactly. And it's also a lesson for me with Louis and my children. I don't wait now. If I see something, bang, I'm on it. I talk about it. I insist it. I mean, for example, our kids, with all this with Louie, I made it my business to let them know what was happening, to let them know that in their family, they had diabetes. And not just second-stage diabetes. There was first-stage diabetes.
Well, as a matter of fact, I don't. When I found out that I had diabetes, I don't think I even told Peter or
someone. I did. That's what I mean. I was the one that told them.
I didn't think it was that important, believe it or not.
Well, it is, yeah.
It wasn't that important.
Well, I think there are a lot of people who have that point of view, and they think,
in light of everything else that happened to me, I didn't think, what's diabetes?
And I don't want to worry the kids, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Very, very true.
See, that's more, he does that. I don't know whether it was the thing with my mother or whatever, but I now feel I want to know what's ahead. I want to see what's down the road. I don't want to put my head in the sand like an ostrich ever again. That with having my mother, finally things got so bad. I was in Greece doing a movie, and my brother calls me, and we've got to put her in a nursing home. No, no, no. I can figure it out. I'll get more women around the clock. No, and then he started to tell me different things. He said, Olympia, she's got to be custodial. Stop. He was the one that yelled at me. You know, and my son got on and said, Mom, I can't live this way. You don't know what it's like. And then he told me her running into the streets and everything else. And I mean, it had to get that vivid, that dramatic. And I think, fortunately, there were people around, my brother, my son. But I think it's important. No one wants to wait, especially with diabetes, till it gets to such an extreme place. It's when there is no way to actually put a net out for somebody.
It just occurred to me. Your mother never did get a diabetes screening, did she?
As far as I know.
I don't think she ever went to the doctor, did she?
Oh, yes. Oh, of course she went to the doctor.
I don't.
Yeah, she went to the doctor.
But she wasn't screened for
the doctor. Well, see, this is part of the issue. To pardon the expression here. The doctors would say, well, it's just aging.
Aye.
Well, it's this, it's that, it's the aging. So she would go, and there was one, her regular doctor said, I can't treat her anymore. You have to take her to a geriatric doctor. Do you know what that did to her? The fact that she couldn't see the doctor she had been seeing for years, and that she was like, he wasn't going to treat her anymore. He didn't have the information. He didn't want to do it. And the geriatric doctor was an Indian doctor with a thick accent. I couldn't find some. She couldn't understand him. And it was like, this is awful. I just keep reviewing all the mistakes I made.
I'm not
making those mistakes.
That's the point. It's, you know, that's what we call education.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not making those.
Caregiving is no easy thing. I mean, it's a kind of simple little phrase, but it requires being educated, it requires being diligent, you know, it requires wanting to know the truth. That's what it requires.
I think that's the key, and actually what we're talking about with the Ask Green No campaign is the truth.
Getting educated.
And it's what I like to call caregiver insurance. You know, you have insurance, in a sense, against having things progress that shouldn't progress.
Yes.
You know, if your kids go for diabetes screening, or you go for diabetes screening, or Louie went, then it stops. It puts you on the radar at that moment about where you are in your health care instead of letting things slide too far.
Mm.
We're always just so afraid to know. That's the challenge.
Very true, very true.